This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff. Today's episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Minio, the high-performance Kubernetes native object store that's built for the multi-cloud, creating a consistent data storage layer for your public cloud instances, your private cloud instances, and even your edge instances, depending upon what the heck you're defining those as, which depends probably on where you work. It's getting that unified is one of the greatest challenges facing developers and architects today. It requires S3 compatibility, enterprise-grade security and resiliency, the speed to run any workload, and the footprint to run anywhere, and that's exactly what Minio offers. With superb read speeds in excess of 360 gigs and a 100 megabyte binary that doesn't eat all the data you've got on the system, it's exactly what you've been looking for. Check it out today at min.io/download and see for yourself. That's min.io/download, and be sure to tell them that I sent you. Hello and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. Today's the keynote at the AWS Summit here in San Francisco, where I will presumably be there to live tweet it. Now let's see what happened last week in the world of AWS security. A lot from the community, not much from AWS itself. Maybe this week will be different. I found an older article from Eric Hammond that advises you to throw away the password to your AWS account. Give it a chance. It's not a terrible idea at all. Lightspin found a vulnerability in RDS that led to AWS internal service credentials. Originally, the begrudging security advisory that AWS put out didn't mention the researcher, but it was later updated to remedy that. I swear, it feels more and more every day like that company is actively focusing its vaunted innovation on seeing exactly how little they can get away with doing about third-party security reports. Expel has an interesting incident report up where they track everything the attacker does. That was worth a read, seeing how people lateral across AWS accounts. Rhino Security Labs found a CVE in the AWS VPN client. Once again, we learned about it from a third party. And after a several-hour delay, AWS posted a less-than-helpful security advisory. Dark Reading, a security blog site, has a profile up of AJ Yon, who's the founder of ByteCheck, and he's a seriously impressive dude. In the interest of full disclosure, he was a guest on my Screaming in the Cloud podcast a while back. I came away from our conversation so impressed that one thing led to another, and now I'm one of the small investors behind ByteCheck. This episode is sponsored in part by LaunchDarkly. Take a look at what it takes to get your code into production. I'm going to just guess that it's awful because it's always awful. No one loves their deployment process. What if launching new features didn't require you to do a full-on code and possibly infrastructure deploy? What if you could test on a small subset of users and then roll it back immediately if results aren't what you expect? LaunchDarkly does exactly this. To learn more, visit LaunchDarkly.com and tell them Corey sent you and watch for the wince. And if you're on Windows and use Git, I have some concerning news for you. Not Git bleed is a somewhat serious vulnerability in the way that Git traverses file systems. You're going to want to pay attention to this one. AWS really only had two things to say, and they're both security bulletins about the CVEs that were found in their offerings. One for the reported AWS desktop VPN client for Windows issue, and the other for the RDS PostgreSQL issue. It's begrudging, light on details, and of course doesn't link to the actual blog post put out by the researchers who discovered them. Great. And I have two security tools to talk to you about. First is Gimme AWS Creds. It's a CLI that utilizes an Okta IDP via SAML to acquire temporary AWS credentials via AWS STS. Got it? Great. Meanwhile, Lapsus is a hacking gang that acquires Okta creds by exploiting the workstations of Okta's third-party contractors. And Chamber is a tool from Segment that uses AWS Systems Manager Parameter Store in the backend to store and retrieve secrets for you. And I like it a lot. And that's what happened last week in AWS security. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Stay salty, friends. Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice, and be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a HumblePod production.
Stay humble.